Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being present for this year's Rose Sunday concert. Rose Sunday marks the halfway point in the season of Lent. Has nothing to do with roses, has to do with the color of vestments sometimes worn on this day. 100 years ago, during this time, this building was just having the finishing touches put on it. And I am sure there was a lot of excitement as the congregation got ready to open it up on the first Sunday in May. We're looking forward this year to recreating some of that. And today's program is given in commemoration of the opening of the new building and the recovery from the fire. Every piece that I've chosen, the four pieces on today's program, were chosen for a specific reason. The first one by Mozart, you may wonder what the connection there is. This piece was written for a mechanical clock. And since we are focused on time and 100 years, I thought it would be appropriate to play a piece that Mozart wrote for a mechanical device, a clock that had an organ inside of it. And when you hear this piece, you'll wonder, how did that happen? It is an amazing piece of music. It's hard to imagine that it would work on a mechanical clock, but these were very popular devices in the 18th century, and Mozart wrote three pieces for them. This one does not exist in autograph, but we know it was played on a clock, and so we are going to hear it this afternoon, the opening program commemorating the passage of time, the Fantasy in F minor by Mozart.
Thank you.
My wife, June, knows how much I'd like a grandfather clock, and I've added to my list of the grandfather clock specs that it has to play this at midnight. So the next piece on the program is a setting of Bach's Fourth Schubler Chorale, very famous set of six. This one is a setting of the Magnificat. My soul doth magnify the Lord, which is here today because it's a salute to all the people who received a question from God back in 1916 when this previous church was in ruins and answered the call with a resounding yes. So this is a very brief, quiet, beautiful setting of My Soul Doth Magnify the Lord. A lot of heroes in 1916 and in the years after. And this next piece is the Pièce Héroïque, a piece about heroism. And I couldn't think of anything more appropriate to play. The firefighters, the people who gave everything to try to save downtown Augusta, and then after the fire, all those heroes who went out trying to raise the funds that it took to put everything back again. So this is the Pièce Héroïque by the French composer César Franck.
Thank you.
So the program this afternoon ends with where we started 3 years ago, performance of William Bates's, I think, just a phenomenal piece of music, Phoenix. Thank you, Leslie Lambert, our retiring, soon-to-be junior warden, for commissioning that. A very, very incredible piece that paints a picture of what happened as the fire got going, as it was put out, and then afterwards what happened. There are some program notes that go into some detail about this. I was particularly touched by the fact that in the story, the church sexton told the bell to signal that the church was going to be on fire. They needed help. And the first time you hear it, it rings very solemnly. The second time, it's faster, the sound of desperation from the bell tower. And then finally, the third ring ends with the bells in a glissando on the keyboard coming crashing down. The bell fell into the floor during the fire, and it was subsequently sent up to Watervliet, New York, where it was melted down and cast into a set of new 11 bells that were new in 1923 that the Lee family added three more to. So now we have 14. So one bell became 11, then became 14. There's a very poignant silence halfway through the piece that will last a little bit. It's not over. It's a very emotional moment. 3 years ago when I played this, the emotional moment was, shall we say, commented on by a train whistle. So hopefully today, when we reach that point, we will not be hearing the loud sounds of a whistle breaking the mood of that moment. This is Phoenix by William Bates, composed in 2016. I just do happen to have one more. Now, if you were in Augusta or anywhere in the United States in 1916 through 1919, you would be very familiar with the most popular entertainer of the time, who was actually an organist. He wrote a very famous piece of music, which was the number one hit after it was written. It has a different name, the Andantino in D flat major by Edwin Lemaire. And it has a different name now. Someone put words to it, but I think you'll recognize what it is. So this is for all of the people who were around when this building was opened up for the very first time. Andantino in D flat by Edwin Lemaire.